Recently, my wife and I were talking about how to solve big problems that would affect a city in a transformational way. As we continued in our conversation, Holy Spirit arrested me mid-thought and in an instant spoke very firmly to me about our responsibility in seeing the kingdom expressed in the fullest possible measure in our city and region. He spoke to me about a community of supernatural people who are free of competition and full of love. People who aren't afraid to take risk and who have, through intimacy and encounters with him, have discovered his heart and in doing so, have discovered a blueprint of heaven on earth. He calls those people his disciples. Making disciples is a fairly well-accepted idea in the church. It's hard to get around it since Jesus actually commissioned us to do it in Matthew 28:19. But what kind of disciple is heaven looking for? What is a disciple's role at the city level? What do disciples believe? What is their worldview? Below are some of my thoughts. I am on fire to see these things manifest. I hope you will be stirred by them as well. Disciples of the kingdom are the ones who draw the line that says enough is enough. They decide where darkness does not encroach. They are the ones that determine the health of the city, the influence of a region, and create the launching pad for the next generation. Disciples of the kingdom are not only zealots for personal salvation, but they are apostle-like in the sense that they can carry and unpack the culture of heaven and distribute it into nations. Disciples make disciples, but disciples are also called to disciple nations. Disciples of the kingdom should be supremely good at bringing the full expression of the kingdom of heaven into their city and region. They are carriers of the voice for their city and articulators of heaven's plan and agenda. They are free of competition and are uniquely equipped to empower others in their heaven on earth assignment. They are there to ensure that the fullness of the kingdom's potential is experienced by all, and that all are empowered to carry its experience. Paul's prayer in Ephesians 1:16 through 23 unpacks so much about the kingdom to us. It says, "I have not stopped thanking God for you. I pray for you constantly, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom and insight so that you might grow in your knowledge of God. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he called his holy people, who are his rich and glorious inheritance. I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. Now he is far above any ruler or authority or power or leader or anything else, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. God has put all things under the authority of Christ and has made him head over all things for the benefit of the church. And the church is his body. It is made full and complete by Christ, who fills all things everywhere with himself." As kingdom builders, our core function is to bring a heavenly encounter to people wherever we go, to tell them what heaven thinks about them, and to let them know that when Jesus died, they were born to change the world. We are declarers of heavenly dreams and ideas, carriers of divine wisdom and revelation. We are prophets of hope and restoration, apostles of redemption and transformation. We are disciples who are called to disciple nations and change the course of world history by putting his goodness and glory on open display in our cities and regions. We are shifters of world events, revealers of divine destiny, and curators of world history. Our calling is high, heavenly, and hope-filled. We were born for more. We were born to carry a kingdom that changes the world.